This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Hour number two here of the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Now joining the Mason Crosby Show, as he does every Monday and Thursday. You can find his work at Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter, at by Andrew Wagner. It is Drew Wagner. Drew, welcome in. Happy Thursday, man.
Good morning.
Good morning. There he is, Drew Wagner, always chipper at 10 o'clock in the morning, loves day games. You've heard it here first. This is what he lives for. No Brewers baseball today, Drew. What do you got on the off day?
I'm going to sleep, man. I'm gonna relax, gotta get rest of the body up. Gotta keep the body rested. Gotta keep it fresh. The season's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, off days are bipartisan. You get to pick your friends.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you're joining us, Drew. It's nice to talk to you again. Are you all moved in? I know you've been moving. You've kind of had a week. You're licking your wounds from that. Moving is awful. So, you feeling a little bit better here on this Thursday?
A little bit. We're getting there. I have a lot of boxes to unpack. So, you know, we'll get there.
All right, well, let's dive into this Brew Crew and, kind of where they're at right now. Obviously still sitting at 500, just can't, find a footing to get that win column built up. What's kind of your thoughts on this past series and, where this Brewers team is right at this very moment?
It kind of showed all that's good and bad about this Brewers team. They are... not flawed, they're not playing consistent baseball. And Tommy and I talked about this last night yesterday in the pregame show. You know, they're not carrying it over from day to day for extended periods of time. And that's how you put together a good season. That's how you build up a cushion in the standings. They're just not doing it. Now, injuries have been part of it, no doubt, but the inconsistency, that's been a problem.
Yeah, we got Drew Wagner here on the Mason Crosby Show. And, Tommy and I were throwing around a little bit, too, as, guys might be coming off the injured list, as Woodruff comes back here, at some point. Which pitchers do you think are kind of on the bubble to, maybe be moved down into the minor leagues? And, who do you think is going to be on the move here, whenever some of these guys come off the injured list?
Well, the likely candidates are Quinn Priester, Tobias Myers, and Chad Patrick. They're all young. They all have minor league options available. I think Priester is probably the most likely of the three to end up back in Nashville at some point. He pitched very well yesterday, no doubt about that. But again, it comes down to consistency. They need some consistency out of him. He filled the need that they've had the last couple of weeks, but I think you're going to see Myers get a little more string before they make any type of decision with him. He also has a track record to go on. And you can't say enough good things about Chad Patrick. You really can't.
Right. Absolutely. Drew Wagner here joining the Mason Crosby Show. Drew, a question for you on the offensive side. That seems to be where I find the most trouble to find the consistency for the Brewers. With the pitching side of things, it feels like every fifth day they're not getting a start they're supposed to get. But they don't have five deep pitchers. They've been riddled with injuries at that position. This offense, for the most part, doesn't feel like it's going to change a whole lot here. And yesterday, their 5-7 on their Wednesday day lineup was Daz Cameron, Caleb Durbin, and Vinny Capra. I feels like they mailed it in at that point of the lineup anyway. What the consistency on the offensive side, they're going to have to find that this year, no? Because there's not a lot of reinforcement coming on that side of things.
No, there's really not. And they've got some questions to answer and decisions to make right now, because Vinny Capra has just not got it done. And I don't know how long you can keep carrying that guy on the roster with his lack of production. Joey Ortiz is struggling bad. And at some point, they've got to figure out what's going on there. Does he need to go down to AAA? What does he need to do? Those are two huge questions they have to answer, because you're right. There's not a lot in terms of reinforcements on the way. It's pretty much what do we have and what are we going to do about this situation.
And what do you think, like, this early part of the season timetable is for some of these decisions? It feels like with Joey Ortiz, you can give him some leeway. I know you saw it last year. You saw he had a little bit of pop in the bat, not like Gunnar Henderson shortstop level pop or anything like that. But, 11 homers, he played great defense when he was at third base. It's been a little bit more middle of the road while he's at shortstop. But for guys like Vinny Capra, I mean, that could be a decision coming any week now here, right?
I mean, I'm almost a little surprised that it hasn't happened already. I'm really not. I like the guy. I thought it was a smart move to keep him on the roster to start the season. He played very well in the spring training. He's been given every opportunity, and maybe it's the lack of everyday playing time. I don't know. But I think you have to make that decision pretty soon.
Drew, obviously just coming off the heels of this Chicago Cubs series and what that looked like, I mean, not that there were question marks, kind of felt like this Cubs team was going to be pretty good. Do you have any optimism that this Brewers, our Brewers club, can chase the Cubs and still maybe have a shot at winning this division?
Sure. I mean, you look in years past, and the Brewers are kind of the victim of this. The Brewers have coasted to the division, the last couple of years. They really haven't been challenged in it. Okay, fine. And yet they get smoked out of the first round every time. And it's always by a team that comes out of nowhere, gets hot down the stretch, comes in the playoffs riding a heater, that. Yeah, we see things like this in baseball all the time. Look at the Mets last year, how far out of it they were, even in July. Not saying the Brewers have that kind of firepower, but we've seen it before. And heck, 2018, the Brewers were, I think, six games out of first place going into Labor Day weekend, going into September, and they ended up getting within a game of the World Series. So you don't want to dig yourself in too deep of a hole. And right now they're kind of just straddling the line, but I still have optimism that they can be one of those teams that catches heat at the right time and goes cruising.
Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joining the Mason Crosby Show. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. We got an update here from the Milwaukee Brewers about 15 minutes ago, right at 10 o'clock here, that they have made a roster move. Aaron Civale was sent to AAA Nashville on a rehab assignment, but optioned from the MLB to AAA Nashville, it is Elvin Rodriguez. That happened after his outing yesterday. Drew, is this going to be Logan Henderson replacing him on the major league roster, if you had any idea? Or do you have no clue if they might bring someone else new up here? What's your thoughts on Elvin Rodriguez is the man they are sending down? They have not released who they are going to bring up yet from AAA Nashville.
I'm not the least bit surprised by Elvin Rodriguez getting sent down, and I wouldn't be surprised if it is Henderson. They do need a starter because they're going to give Freddy Peralta extra day of rest before his next start because of that groin issue. So it looks like they need a starter for Saturday in that case. If Peralta's going to go Sunday, it would make sense to go with Henderson. He's pitched very well since getting sent back down. I think that's the smart move. Give him a shot. That's what they said when they sent him back down. Stay ready. We're going to need you again, and they certainly do.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Brewers, kind of their what their I guess their sorry, I'm reading a lot of things and my mind is wandering. Yes. No, but let me just say on the road they've been really bad this year. So they're going on the road here for the next six games, Rays and Guardians, and I mean they're 7-12 on the road, and that's kind of the difference, honestly, between them and like the Cubs. Cubs have been great on the road. So I want to see this team have more success on these road trips. And do you think like, you know, those types of things can spark something if they can go on the road, kind of galvanize and find a way to be successful on a road trip here in May, it can lead to, you know, success throughout the summer. Do you feel that way?
I think so. I mean, it's important, and road trips are a great opportunity to kind of get yourself right. You're spending time with your teammates. You don't have the distractions of home and family and friends and girlfriends and whatever. There is some benefit to that. But yeah, they have to play better on the road. They have not done that. They have not done well on the road, and they've gotten quite frankly, they've been handed to them on the road a lot this season. So this would be a good time to get it turned around. You know, you're playing two teams that you should match up well against. They got to improve that record.
Well, they got Quintana on the mound. Quintana on the mound tomorrow against the Rays. The Rays have Zach Little, and he's 2-5 as a starter. So yes, I feel like this road trip against the Rays. We should be looking at a sweep. I would like to see them sweep one of these road series just to kind of build some confidence for this team going into Memorial Day weekend and into this summer, because I just feel like hovering around 500, and I know it's a long season for baseball, but I want to see them add some wins in that win column to just give themselves a little bit of a buffer so they can start stacking successes. And again, their three pitcher lineup here against the Rays is really solid. And like Tommy said, that fifth starter is the hanging issue. And then just to have three consistent outings against an inferior team, in a sense, that you should go out there and at least get bat on the ball, find a way to get that offense to be consistent and backed up by really solid pitching.
Drew, have you heard anything about how it is playing at the Steinbrenner Field down there for the Rays? Has there been any talk between journalists or anything about the conditions? The obviously the clubhouses are different at the minor league level. Is it a weird place to prepare, do your pregame stuff at? Like, obviously, it's not the A's situation where they just don't want to play in their home stadium. They have something where it is more so, like, I think we just lost Drew there. He might have dropped off on accident. But I don't know if you knew that, Mason. Like, they're playing in a minor league field with Tampa.
That's
because
right.
Of all the damages they got here. I think we got him back, Drew. Drew Wagner back on the show. Drew, I was just wondering if you heard anything about how it is playing in the minor league stadium over in Tampa.
Yeah, sorry about that. Lost the connection there for a second. No, I haven't heard much about Tampa. We don't really get a lot of AL East writers through.
Yeah.
I am guessing it's got to be significantly better than the situation in Sacramento. But I haven't heard too many complaints yet. You know, it's the Yankees. It's a spring training facility, so it's built to some major league standards to start with. I'm curious myself.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
What I'm really curious to see is, speaking of this situation, the Yankees are in Sacramento this weekend. So how many home runs is Aaron Judge going to pound at that minor league facility?
All of them. All of them is the answer, right? I mean, that guy's nuts. We can talk about that for half a second, too. Like, Aaron Judge yesterday, when we checked with Austin Herdinia over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, on the future odds to win MVP was at -1,000 in May to win the AL MVP. Have you seen anything like this run we've seen out of Aaron Judge really since Barry Bonds, it feels like?
That's crazy.
I mean, no. And he does it without the cloud that hangs around Barry, you know, without the controversy. I mean, this dude is, you got to go back to like Mickey Mantle. You know, this guy is something else. He's fun to watch. He's incredibly good. He's a good person. He's a great defensive player. Like, he's fun, man. I kind of want to tune into these games this weekend. You know, West Coast late night ball. Brewers were kind of early because they're on the East Coast. Fire up the MLB app and watch Aaron Judge just put on a home run derby.
Yeah, that would be awesome for sure. Drew Wagner joined the Mason Crosby Show. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Forbes Sports, you can find all his good work covering the Milwaukee Brewers. Drew, thanks so much for hopping on. We'll talk again.
Sounds good. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate you. He is Drew Wagner. He is Forbes Sports. He is literally always on the Fan pretty much every day, whether it's the leadoff show, Wisconsin Sports Daily, he hops on with Tuesdays and Fridays, and the Mason Crosby Show here on Mondays and Thursdays. Always good to talk with Drew. And, you know, he seems like he still thinks it's early for these Milwaukee Brewers, right?